FM 90.3 WJTL, Patrick Mayberry, Holy Spirit comes. Scott Crepane, sometimes he calms the storm. Good morning, Annie and Fred with you, 721.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, cloudy, windy today, but warmer. We might see some afternoon showers. Our high today at 62. Cools off, though. We have a cold front coming in again tonight. Those showers, clouds, maybe even a thunderstorm and windy. Low 44, bringing back the 40-degree temperatures. Friday, clouds and showers early, then sunny. High 41. Saturday and Sunday, right around 42 and sunny. Both of those days, it's 48 degrees in Mannheim.
Live in the studio with us this morning from Mount Calvary Christian School, their superintendent, Jared Grice. Good morning again,
good morning.
Jared.
Good morning. Thanks
so great,
again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So great to have you here. Tell us about Mount Calvary Christian School.
Yeah, well, Mount Calvary Christian School is located in Elizabethtown, right off the 283 corridor. And we exist in order to provide quality Christian education and to encourage our students to passionately pursue Jesus Christ in their life.
And you have all grades.
We do, yeah. Preschool all the way through 12th grade. You know, our preschool program starts with students who are three, and then we have a four-year-old program that's really kind of a important part. It's a nice building block for families as they consider education for their kids.
That's a good starting spot.
It is. We have a two-day program there, so, you know, families who are interested in having their kids in school but maybe not having them there 5 days a week, our two-day program for four-year-olds is really kind of a awesome time for them to do, you know, developmentally appropriate learning activities. They're going to learn through play. They're going to have the opportunity to work with others in a really intentionally educational setting.
And I love that as we've been talking off the air this morning, you know all the folks at all the other Christian schools here locally, and it seems like you really work together and get to know each other. And all the schools have a little different approach. Tell us about how you guys integrate the Bible into what you're doing.
Yeah, so that's something new that we developed. We actually wrote our own Bible curriculum 2 years ago. We use a method called Bible storying. And so our students, they need to learn God's Word, and we do that through teaching them how to play it out at the same time. And so our teachers model a story from God's Word, and then our kids will actually act that story out themselves. They have these things called Bible boxes, and they're like wood figurines, different things that they can manipulate in order to recreate the story. What's really cool about that is when my kids come home in the afternoon, it's not uncommon for me to see them using their Legos or their other toys that they have in order to recreate God's Word and retell that same story that they learned in the morning at school.
That's very cool. Another thing you were mentioning is that how far your buses are going now.
Yeah, so we started a couple of new bus runs in the last 5 years. We actually run basically out the 283 corridor either way from Elizabethtown. We run up towards Harrisburg. We have people coming from the West Shore over to Mount Calvary. And now this last year, we added a Lancaster bus run that runs out again through the 283 corridor to be able to pick up people from communities that don't bus to us in order for them to be able to have access to Mount Calvary.
That's amazing. Now, if folks want to get more information or come out and visit, you have some open houses coming up.
We do. We have two open houses. First on Sunday, February 27th, we have an open house from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And then on March the 3rd, I think that's a Thursday evening, we have it from 6 to 8 p.m. at night. People can come out and see us.
And folks can come shadow if they want to do something else.
Yeah, anytime people want to come out to Mount Calvary, we'll give them a tour. Do tours all the time. Really enjoy those. It's just an opportunity for people to be able to see the school. Shadow opportunities for students that are a little bit older, middle school and high school students.
Yeah.
They have that opportunity as well to come out and check us out for a day.
And they can visit you online to get all the details.
They can visit us online. mcchristianschool.com is our website. So you can go out there and you can do basically anything you need to get set up with us.
Open houses February 27th and March the 3rd. Check it out online, mcchristianschool.com. Jared, great to see you again.
Hey, good to see
you.
Awesome, and good morning to all of my Mount Calvary students. We're doing pickup here in just a minute.
Very cool. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep.
Back to the music we go. This is I Am They. No Impossible with you on WJTL. Good morning.